On Thursday, people critical of the Senate proposal to replace Obamacare staged sit-ins at Republican offices across the country. While the Senate is on recess, the protesters hope to get the attention of their elected officials. In Boise, a group of women took a similar action, but with a more maternal touch. Frankie Barnhill has this report.
The parking lot outside Senator Mike Crapo's office in downtown Boise is full of minivans, as moms and kids carrying signs cram into the lobby.
So guys, we're going to head up in just a minute. If everyone, including kids, wants to take a quick minute and come sign this card we're leaving behind for the senator to go with the milk and cookies.
That's Melanie Falwell, a Boise activist who organized the sit-in. But unlike other progressive groups protesting the Senate bill, this gaggle of at least 30 mothers and dozens of kids held a mom in, bringing cookies and milk to Crapo's staff. Amber LaBelle is juggling homemade chocolate chip cookies and her two daughters. As they head upstairs to the senator's office, LaBelle's 3.5-year-old daughter asks her, "Where's Senator Crapo?"
I don't know. I wonder if Senator Crapo's going to be here. I hope he's here.
Crapo's communications director, Lindsay Nothern, greets the group and leads them into a conference room. The chairs fill as kids spread their coloring books on the table and little ones snack on Cheerios. One baby sits on the floor at her mom's feet. Her mother, Cynthia Wireman, hands her a small American flag to keep her entertained. Wireman then turns to speak directly to Nothern, first introducing her son, who sits on her lap.
He has asthma and allergies, and it's getting worse, obviously, as we're entering the fire season and the air quality is not great. If we were to lose our Medicaid coverage, I would have to choose going back to work, which with six children, you could just imagine how restrictive that would be.
Nothern takes notes as the women go around the room expressing their concerns over the Senate health care bill. One mom holds up a picture of her son, who's in therapy today, and begins to cry, thinking of what it would be like to lose coverage. According to the Urban Institute, as many as 30,000 Idaho children would lose insurance under the bill. The discussion is calm, although it's clear that Crapo's staff and the women are not going to agree over some policy points.
I've run the numbers, and we will be paying significantly more for health
care. Well, because of the taxes system that came in with the ACA.
The tax cuts are for people who make over $250,000 a year. How many people in this room are making over $250,000 a year?
I wish.
Nothern says the senator is in Idaho, but not in his office, and he's very interested in hearing from his constituents on the health care bill. The spokesman says he will make sure Crapo gets their message. But that's not what these moms want to hear.
It's easy for somebody to get a message and that message be contorted. But if he's in a room full of parents, full of his constituents, and he can really feel that message, I think that's so much more impactful, and that would show us that he is a good representative of our state.
After about an hour, Nothern says it's time for the sit-in to wrap up, but he assures them he's going to relay their concerns to Crapo. As Amber LaBelle packs up her two kids, she says she's exasperated that he was not in attendance and wishes Crapo would hold a town hall before deciding how he'll vote on the bill.
The idea that it is so difficult to get the attention of your elected official in our American democracy is just really frustrating.
Nothern says as someone who has twice battled cancer, Crapo is particularly sensitive to the healthcare debate in Idaho. The senator voted against the Affordable Care Act and has since voted to repeal it. Nothern says Crapo was leaning towards supporting the Republican bill before the July 4th recess.
We don't know all the changes this bill could bring. We want certainty, and that's the debate, and that's the input he's getting right now.
Senator Crapo will be back in D.C. next week, where the health care bill may come up for a vote. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.